Oh, really? Oh, really? Why don't you go yourself? I hate those people. I hate those people. Hypocrites are the worst people on earth. When I say those people, you know exactly who I'm talking about, because I'm talking about those people. I don't care what political party you're with, I'm probably going to hate everything you say. I wouldn't say I lie about things. I would say sometimes I don't tell the truth so I don't get in trouble. I don't mean to offend anyone, but if I do, it's like a bonus. Hey, everybody, it's Mickey. I am Mickey Coachella, and as always, joined by my cohort, Robert Andrew. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Mickey.
How was your week?
It was good. Did my show in New York.
How did that go? I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
I'd say out of like maybe 8 or 9 comics, maybe second or third best set.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I did okay. I wasn't thoroughly satisfied with it, but it was good.
Was there any good comics on it?
Andre Farrell killed. He had the best set. Hilarious. Yeah. I got too much in my head, and it was only a 6-minute set.
Right.
So before going on, I was trying to figure out what do I cut out.
Right.
Which bits work, and then when I got up there, I just started saying stuff that I didn't plan on saying, and some of the stuff I hadn't even said on stage before. And I'm in my head, I'm like, "What are you doing? Shut up!"
Right. Do your 6 minutes.
Yeah. And so I threw myself off, but it wasn't terrible.
So you think they'd have you back?
I'd hope.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a great room.
And how was New York in general?
It was good. We just kind of sat at a bar waiting for, we hung out with one of Thez's friends and then.
Thez on the show too?
No, he just came as support.
You know, I wanted to go, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I had kids.
We covered it last week. You're an asshole.
Yeah, and, right. But I'm a nice one. I was supportive.
You were supportive from afar.
I reshared your thing for needing enough people to show up.
I actually had enough. Thank God. So many supportive people from the Baltimore scene. Walker, Kim Ambrose, Justin Hancock. A lot of people came out, and it was great.
That's awesome, man. Congrats. Yeah. And well done in New York. It's always a good city to do well in.
Yeah. I was so disappointed. We were standing outside. Petey Steele came through to support Andre. We're all standing there talking and having a good time. And then they're talking amongst each other. And I have ADD, so I'm just looking around. And the next building, I'm looking and I'm like, there's a guy standing there. And I'm like, hey, guys, that's Howard Stern. Hey, guys, there's Howard Stern standing right there. It's Howard Stern. I'm like quiet, and then finally I'm like, guys, it's Howard Stern. And then before we could get down to him, he went in the building, but it was like a glass door. So Petey went down there and he's looking, he's like, yep, that's him. And I'm like, oh, we missed him.
Oh, wow. I'd have stood right there all night.
We tried to before the show started. I was standing right by that door hoping he would come back out.
Would you be nice to Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a picture, you know, something.
Yeah, it's just something to say. I was next to Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That's wonderful. I had a very uneventful weekend. As you know, I'm very broke right now in between adventures. Mm-hmm. Ventures. Yeah. And so I'm not doing much.
Yeah. Well, you know, big venture coming up.
Yeah. Hopefully this club gets open. We're running behind. Prime is running behind schedule with construction and stuff. But it's really in a beautiful place. I'm really excited about it. And it is really, really something out of this world for this area.
I can't wait to see it and to start the live shows. And,
it's
we'll have
be great.
On our good friends, Rob and Joe. They'll be on, maybe.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm getting a little tired of Joe Robinson's entire, always having an opinion about everything I do. Like, do your own show. You know what I mean, Joe? All right, if you have to make your show about me, again this week, I'm the topic that I'm not going to continue this show. Meanwhile, I did 70 shows in 4 months or whatever it was. They've done what? How many? In 3 years? One a week? Whatever.
Yeah.
I've already done a year and some's worth of shows in 4 months compared to what they've done. Yet I'm the quitter. Yet I'm the one that can't produce enough. Hey, listen to what he said this week when it was brought up that when the question was asked, how many shows do you think Mickey will do or whatever before he just decides he's not going to do it anymore?
It'll stop before there's a 4-month run. and then it stops. It won't extend past 4 months.
Okay. So you're saying,
by the way, no, I love this guy. It's not, this is not a criticism. It's the way he's made up. He can't, I don't see him being able to do it.
I'm thinking he can do one a week. I'm pulling for you, Mickey. But Robbie, he thinks seven. Joe doesn't even want to make that bet. He thinks she'll be done out of everything by January.
Last, but go, you're Mickey. Saying 10, I'll go 11 then. If that's
there, we go.
Last show will be November 20th.
All right.
That's Robbie Robinson at the end. Last show will be November 20th. Whatever. And he's only saying that because I think that might be Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to do a show on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you know what, Joe? Enough. Okay, with your constant criticism of me. All right. You know, I believe that I have proven myself to be able to put out a lot of content. You know, they forget for 10 years I did morning radio 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. I can't produce. First of all, Joe Robinson, you've been doing the same comedy set for 6 years, okay? And you're going to tell me about it? How dare you, sir? How dare you? Let me tell you something, you son of a bitch. 50% of your shows are because of me. And then you're going to sit there and judge me? Who do you think you are? Rob Mayer, I want to say thank you for saying you think I can do it. Because you know. But this Joe Robinson, you know, this Joe Robinson, who the hell does he think he is? Robert, I know you won't say anything bad. God forbid somebody steals 4 minutes stage time from you.
As the pacifist.
Yeah, the pacifist.
I will say that Joe called me a troublemaker, but I want to remind Joe that it's a very public podcast and Mickey listens faithfully every week.
Yeah, I listen. I'm not going to tell them I listen, but yeah, I listen. God.
And Marcus Serta says, podcast war, hashtag podcast war.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Marcus is trying to get something started. I know what he's doing.
Yeah, he wants it.
Yeah, of course he does. Well, he's got it.
Yeah.
Joe Robinson is dead to me, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to this podcast stuff. It's just called the Rob N Show from now on this show. We don't refer to it as the Rob and Joe Show. It's just the Rob and Show.
Works for me.
Yeah. I can't put out enough content. I say more funny things in a day just walking around than Joe Robinson says in a lifetime. Oh, he's got a 24-year-old, 25, 26, whatever-year-old girlfriend. Whatever, dude. You know, if it wasn't for your brother, Joe, you wouldn't even have a show. Robbie makes you do that show. You do a kicking and screaming. You know, I don't want to do it. What are we going to talk about? Here's a funny story about John Lovitz. He's a dick. Hey, did you know John Lovitz is a dick? And he wears the same polo shirt 3 days in a row. Whatever.
We have to have him one to defend himself.
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
No, it's better like this.
All right.
He's got his own show. He can defend himself.
Tonight.
Hey, I tell you, I work with John Lovitz. Yeah, guess what? Guy only has one shirt. Yeah, he's only got one shirt. That's all he's got. Yeah, I said great set because, you know, coming from me, it's like God touching you. Now I know how the poor felt when Jesus placed his hand upon them. It's the way John Lovitz must have felt when I said great set. Oh, the great Joe Robinson complimented me. Hey, you realize that? I just realized they're the same person. Hey, it's John Lovitz. Hey. Yeah, that's the ticket. Hi, I'm Joe Robinson. Yeah, I wear a different shirt, though. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't wear the same shirt as John Lovitz. That 3 days in a row. Jackass. Let me tell you something else, Robert Andrew. You're going to learn in this business.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you're not the alpha male in the room, mm-hmm. somebody else is.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but yeah. You beat a goddamn alpha male. Yeah. We talked about last week. You're not a sissy, right?
No.
You're not sissy gay.
No.
Has Knock listened to our podcast?
He listened to the first one.
What did he think? Yeah, just boring.
He liked the first one.
He did?
He did. He enjoyed it. He laughed a few times.
Good. I just want him to know that his partner is in good hands with me.
Oh, he knows.
Okay.
He knows, yeah.
And you called me fat and ugly last week, so he has nothing to worry about our hour a week together, right? He's not worried we're over here, like, rolling around, fighting swords or nothing, right?
No, he's not threatened.
Good, because I'm not Vietnamese or anything. I don't know how to do that karate stuff or nothing.
You can't do my nails.
Yeah, I can't do your nails. Yeah, that's Knock's biggest worry. Oh, so he's going to do your nails now.
Well, we actually met at his mom's dry cleaner.
By the way, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry. That was a joke grenade. No, that was funny. It hit me late. So
what are you going to ask? I see your hands.
Okay.
Out.
Look at my hands, my nails.
Yeah.
Decent, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have.
I don't like long nails on a guy.
Okay, but my question is,
yeah,
they need to be trimmed today.
Oh, yeah.
But I promised my daughter I'd quit biting my nails.
You still do that?
I used to really bad. It's a nervous thing.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, then some guy told me the other day I had gay hands.
No.
Like, the only way you can have gay hands is if they're wrapped around another man's penis. Like, then they're gay. You know, yeah. You're like, well, your hands are really gay right now. Why do you say that? Well, they're holding a penis.
Yeah.
You know, but just having nails that don't look bitten isn't gay, right? That's not a gay thing.
No. Those are straight hands.
What does that mean?
They look rough.
My hands look rough?
Yeah, sort of. You look like you do things with them, like work or something. I don't know. See, mine are like trimmed to the skin.
Yeah, yours are just so perfect.
I don't like.
You don't have a scar on them. You see, look at my knuckles have been all broken. You see this? For real, those are all broken knuckles. Look at my fingers won't straighten out all the way either from being broken.
Well, that's because I never did any sports. I work with my hands. You would think they'd be pretty rough.
Yeah, but how hard is it to take an envelope and put it in another?
It's not just that.
Oh,
it's,
sometimes you got to pick up a box and move it over. What do you got to do? Tell me about your hard day at the post office.
No, it's heavy containers. Sometimes I drive.
Oh, goodness. You have to lift things.
Shut up, you asshole. Sometimes I drive power equipment, and that's a lot
of. Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
You have to touch the steering wheel. You have to switch gears.
Oh, fuck you. I'm going on the Rob and Joe show.
I love it. I'm finally getting under your skin. Oh my God, this is beautiful. Now,
well, that's another reason I can't have long nails, because if I'm gonna do
oh God,
yeah.
Oh, what is wrong with you? You don't need to say that stuff.
Quick way to get pink eye, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I keep drops in the cabinet.
Shut up! I don't want to hear
right.
anymore.
Okay, I'm done.
Of your gay sex stories.
I'm done. Yep.
Not that I'm against gay sex stories. It's just.
Too much.
And going back to the Rob and Joe thing, me not being able to stick to doing the show. Now, I want to be totally, I'm going to pull the curtain back a second. You're away this week.
Yeah.
So I moved my schedule to accommodate your schedule.
I was going
to
say that. It's Monday.
And we're recording this on Monday. It won't get released till Wednesday or Thursday to keep on track. So you know what, Joe Robinson? F you. You don't even have to go anywhere to do the show.
Yeah, he Skypes.
You Skype it in. How lame is that? You're not even sitting in the same room with Rob. I don't need to be. I'm such a genius. I just know what I'm thinking. Why do I let him get under my skin so much? I think it's because with...
He's a different type of asshole when assholes clash.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the kind of asshole that wants people to like... If I have an opinion or whatever, I'll say it. And deal with the consequences, where Joe will just do it behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy's a dick. I mean, I'm not going to tell him. Yeah, you know, I won't say anything to him because I'm a big pussy. But yeah, that guy's a dick. Anyway, it makes me insane. It really does. All right, I'm getting off of Joe Robinson because it's really not fair either. It's not fair. Because that's his whole, like, do you realize that's Joe Robinson's entire body of work is his podcast and the same 24 minutes he's been doing on stage for 8 years now. That's, so let's add up Joe Robinson's, whatever you want to call it. His catalog is an hour a week for 3 years and 24 minutes of stand-up.
A lot of shots fired here.
No shot. Those are truthful things.
Truthful shots. Truthful bullets.
I mean, I think Joe will tell you I haven't written a joke. Joe will say, I mean, I haven't written a joke in 10 years. Why would I? These 24 minutes work. But Joe does a ton of crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
So he does have new material. They're not Joe. Yeah.
He does great crowd
fair.
Work,
He
too.
Does great
we'll
crowd
give,
work.
We'll give him that. He does great crowd work.
Yeah, I've said this before. He's one of the best.
Yeah, you said it in the one of
That's
the
hard for me
episodes.
To say, too, to compliment him.
Does
about
it hurt?
Anything.
Does it hurt, Mickey?
It doesn't hurt, but it's just such a... Ugh. You know, it's like, why am I the one...
I wish Joe could see your face right now. I might take a picture.
Go ahead. Take a picture and put it on It's Mickey Pod Twitter. Yes. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. I don't know how to do it. I'll have to send it to you, and then you do it. Because, by the way, Robert, if you're trying to get to me, don't. Because Robert runs everything in the social media world. You're going to run, you run the Twitter page, It's Mickey Pod.
Yep.
You run
I'm going to do the Facebook now.
Yeah, every now and then I'll pop on and say something. But you got Facebook. Yeah. You're good at it. I'm not good at it. I forget to do it. You know, I'm just not the best person in the world at that. I'm
as
really
long as
not.
You can keep up the show, I'll do the social media.
Okay. Oh, you're going to get on their side now, you son of a bitch?
No, I'm not on their side. I don't want them to be right.
I just took a picture of me talking about Joe Robinson, and I'm posting it right now. My face while talking about Joe the liar. He never even acknowledged that, did he?
Wait, this was last week's episode. Yeah, yeah. So they did it Monday, and then ours came out Wednesday. So maybe tonight.
Yeah.
He said he didn't even know if he wanted to listen, so.
Oh, God, I saw that. Oh, God, do I even want to listen? Yeah, you want to listen, so you have something to talk about on your show. There, I just tweeted it. You can retweet it.
Eat your heart out, Marcus Serta.
Yeah, Marcus is in heaven right now. He's sitting there with no pants on.
Yep.
A hamburger in
beating
one hand.
While eating just, some brie.
Exactly. Oh. Hey, did I say that John Lovitz is a dick? Did I mention that? And I mentioned John Lovitz is a giant dick. He's such an asshole. He wears the same polo shirt for 3 days. That's hilarious. Anyway, let's take a break here because I'm all fired up about Joe Robinson. And when we come back, we'll talk about other stuff right after this.
I opened up a yogurt and underneath the lid it said, "Please try again." They were having a contest I was unaware of. But I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong. Or maybe Yoplait was trying to inspire me. Come on, Mitch, don't give up. Please try again. A message of inspiration from your friends at Yoplait. Fruit on the bottom, hope on top. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. I like to play blackjack. I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in a semi-circle.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Mickey. I am Mickey Coachella, along with the beautiful Robert Andrew.
Hey, and, y'all.
Yeah, and I'm done with Joe Robinson, by the way. I'm done bashing him this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got enough of mine.
One segment's enough.
Yeah, I got to tell you a story. So, you know, I have my kids 3 weeks, 3 days 1 week, and then 4 days the next.
Yeah.
Right, so we're complete joint custody.
Yeah. I noticed last week when I came in and...
The house was just ripped apart.
There were, like, toy cars all over the steps. It looked like the Home Alone house.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I wanted to talk about. I believe when you have a house with kids, it should look like it. Like... I have friends that have kids and their houses look like museums and the kids are afraid to have fun in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like growing up, my house, my mother was the greatest mother in the world. God rest her soul or whatever, whoever rest her soul. She's dead. So she, but when we were growing up, I mean, she would clean that house every night. We'd wake up and destroy it every day. And I never wanted to be anywhere else but my house.
Mm-hmm.
My house was the house where all the kids hung out. My house was the house that had all the parties. My like that was my home growing up. And that's what I want my kids' home to be. I want them to feel like their home is fun. It's safe. It's everything. It's home, you know? And so like people go, oh, God, things are everywhere. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I try to clean up food and stuff like that. You know, I'm not a complete slob, but like people go, the house is messy. I go, well, I got three kids.
Yeah.
You know, and it's they're maniacs.
Yeah. And that's cool because I didn't have that growing up. Nobody came over. I think I had two friends over all through growing up.
Yeah. And you guys ever. Just sat in a closet. So that thing was spotless, right?
Well, One was a girl. A walk-in. One was a girl, but the other one was a guy, and we did some things in the basement, but grandma doesn't know that.
So are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of which, when are we getting your grandmother on the show? Have you made this happen?
I keep asking her, and she said, well, I don't want to cuss, but F no.
But we're going to get her to come to the live show once we start doing that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try.
Yeah, and once she does that, I'll just start talking to her, and we'll put a mic in front of her face, and she's stuck.
She has no choice.
Hey, has she listened to this yet?
No. She's heard pieces of one or two episodes while I was driving her to appointments.
Yeah. How about your brother?
My brother, he's listened. Yeah.
What's he think?
He loves it.
He does like it?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to meet your brother.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a big fan of yours.
Is he really?
Yeah, he likes you a lot.
So when you told him you were doing a show with me, was he like, oh, that's awesome?
Yeah. He was excited. Stop stroking yourself. It's not attractive.
No, I'm not stroking. See, you're like Joe Rock. Why don't you go do that show then? Maybe. Rob, Joe, and Rob.
Because I don't know how to do a tennis ball impression.
For those of you that don't know, listen to the Rob and Joe show. They have the world's greatest impressionist, Chris Restivo, who you were going to reach out to and try to book on this show, right? Or did I make that up?
No, I wasn't. You made that up. Okay. Somebody said it on Facebook, and I said, if you do, I'll call out sick.
Oh, you don't like Chris Restivo?
I just don't want to patronize him. He seems like a nice kid, and I don't want to...
What do you mean patronize him? Like, you mean he doesn't deserve it, and you don't want to make him
well,
feel...
Well, I know he's worked really hard, and he's, you know, he's been grinding, and, but...
Yeah. What do you think of this idea, too? All right. I'm going to pick three comedians that kind of get the most S from all the other comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to have the, like, basically, like, crown the king of the worst.
Mm.
So we'll have, like, Tom Myers. I guess Chris Restivo. I've never seen him. But from what I hear, Joe Robinson. If Joe Robinson says stop doing comedy, that's kind of like usually a barrier or a barometer that I'll go with. And then I need one other person, maybe Joe Robinson, to compete for the world. No, I'm kidding. But we need one more, and we'll have them on, and they each get 3 minutes, and you and I sit here, and we'll score them.
Mm.
And then whoever does the best is the king of the worst.
That sounds fun.
Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that at the live show. Yeah. They get to do it in front of an audience.
Yeah. Tom Myers is fun. I've only met him once or twice.
You know, and, Tom Myers, I'm not kidding you.
I love his confidence. I wish I had his confidence.
I could watch Tom Myers on stage every night.
Yeah.
And nobody gets it. Nobody understands why.
Yeah.
He's a dynamic performer. In the same way that, like, I would imagine that Chris Angel is. Like, a dynamic performer, great orators. Like, I bet Hitler, you could listen to him all day. Just a great talker. Yeah. You know, I didn't have to agree with the message at all.
Hitler, Tom Myers.
No, I'm not comparing Tom Myers to Hitler. Jesus, what an insult to Hitler. I'm simply saying.
Oh, man.
That sometimes you don't even realize what you're doing, and it can still be you can't stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's like a car wreck because people get hurt during a car wreck.
Yeah, I mean, the sets I've seen of his, I mean, everybody's watching. You have to. He makes you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There is something to be said for that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people, like, oh, he shouldn't be doing comedy. That's an insult to comedy. I'd rather see that than a mediocre, I've seen this 1,000 times. Yo, man, white people be dope, yo. Y'all be doing this. Or the white guy that's like, God, you know, so what? My racist grandfather. Yeah, we all had a racist grandfather, okay? Except for the Kennedys. And they were the most racist people in the world.
Of course.
They were Irish.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think that Tom Myers has a place in comedy. Because this has always been my argument. In any sort of art, and we'll call comedy an art for the sake of this discussion. There's people that belong at the top and people that belong at the bottom. I'm not saying where Tom belongs. I'm sure we know. But you got to complete you have to have the whole package.
Yeah.
You know, next to Picasso, if we're painting, I'm Tom Myers.
Well, he's got the look, you know, he's got the velvet jacket and the...
Listen, he is serious about it.
He is.
I respect him.
Yeah.
He gets more work than Joe Robinson.
Yeah.
I'll say that. He works more than Joe Robinson.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't count the 12 times that Joe performs at the, whatever that place is, the Hyattsville, Gaithersburg, Hyatt something. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Restivo, he's not any good.
He did an impression of a tennis ball. On their show. I've never seen him do it live. He has done it live a few times.
Like just the noise of like a tennis ball hitting a racket? Like that?
I can't see. Nobody can do it.
So he just does sound effects.
But impressions too.
Yeah.
He does a really good Tracy Morgan and
That's crazy.
He did a great Obama.
He did Tracy Morgan.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm gonna do? Hey, Robert Andrew. I like you too.
See, yours,
I'm going to make you pregnant.
Yours isn't quite there.
No, I'm no Restivo.
No, you got to get him to show you how to
do it. Yeah, I will. I will.
And
yeah.
he did a great Obama on Robin Joe.
He did a good Obama? I can't do Obama.
A great Obama, yeah. He's hard to do.
So apparently, I can't do George Bush either because I was doing it last week on the show. Not even. I told you, like, I've never done it. I love talking like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
And like five guys wrote me like, that's a terrible impression. Like I was trying to be serious.
Right.
Like here's my Bush impression.
Yeah.
For your listening enjoyment.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
Not the case at all. I was just talking. I thought it was funny though.
Yeah. Speaking of Bush, I just remembered I got to stop at Walmart before I head home. I'm just thinking out loud.
When are you ever thinking of, what do you mean you got to trim up or something?
Oh yeah.
What do you got, date night?
Well, I'm meeting him over in, California tomorrow, so I want it to look fresh.
See, you're like a girl. You think like a guys don't think that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now does he return the favor? Is he?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're both well groomed gays.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, he's Asian too, and they don't really grow hair much.
Are they really a hairless people? That's true. I've never seen a very hairy Asian.
Yeah.
Except for that Yeti. I don't even know if you can. You like hairy guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't it the Yeti over there somewhere in, I don't know.
I don't know what they have.
They got, it's like a Bigfoot, but it lives somewhere
else.
He
wants me to go to Vietnam, and I'm like, nah. Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because he said it's worse than the Dominican Republic, and the Dominican Republic is kind of rough for me, so.
Well, do they have a resort there in Vietnam?
I'm sure they do somewhere. I would go to that, but I think he's talking about
seeing his family?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Nah, not interested. Eating ants, and nah.
Listen to you. Like his cousins are there. Come on over. We're having a cockroach party. Yeah, little Billy left out a half a Whopper. We have 900 ants now. We can feed everybody.
Oh gosh, he's a mess. He flew out to Seattle like 2 nights ago or something, and he was like, make sure you take your zinc tablets before you get on the plane. I was like, why? He's like, Ebola. I'm like, zinc is not gonna stop Ebola.
He's like an old Italian grandmother.
Yeah,
make sure you eat some sauce before you get on the plane. You're gonna need it. Stop that Ebola virus. It's terrible. Take some Robitussin.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I'm gonna get on the plane and lick everything. I'm just
now. Are you a germaphobe?
I use that Purell crap all the time. Yeah. So kinda, yeah.
Now, when you get on a plane, are you gonna like mask it up and all that?
No, I mean I'll take the little Purell with me. And
will you clean the person next to you?
No, I'm not that bad.
I got on a plane one time, and the lady that sat down, I had the window seat, and she was in the middle. She goes, "Do you mind if I use some Purell?" I was like, "I don't care." So she did it. She goes, "You want some?" I go, "Sure." She goes, "Thank God you said yes." Like she was such a germaphobe.
Then
we talked about it for 20 minutes. She's like, I was going to make you do it anyway.
Wow.
She goes, because you're sitting next to me. She goes, and I know there's nothing wrong with you. You're very well dressed. You're a nice man. But I have this crazy fear. I make everyone around me. I go, well, what about the guy on the end? And she goes, oh, God, when he sits down, I'll tell him. No one sat there. Thank God.
That's
too much. So I'm thinking, why don't you move over?
Yeah.
Okay, like, the plane's already in the air. It's obviously he's not joining us mid-flight, lady. Yeah,
sit in that emergency aisle.
Yeah, sit on the wing, you germ freak, and let all the, the cold air clean you off. But she ended up being a nice lady who just has a serious germ phobia.
Yeah. I won't look at the magazines and the pamphlets and all that anymore, because I heard on NPR that's the dirtiest thing on the whole plane.
You know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live my life in fear. If I catch Ebola, lucky me. I get to go sleep for a while, you know, have nurses take care of me. If I die, so what?
Yeah.
I die.
Don't you, like, bleed out the eyes or something? You want that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I won't look in a mirror, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's something I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, I'm not that stressed about it.
Yeah. Well, you said last week, you want to start with alcoholism. How's that,
You know, I never started.
Okay, don't.
You don't want me to get drunk?
Nah. If I wanted that, I'd go do a show with my dad.
So you're drunk?
Ugh.
Do you talk to him at all?
Nah.
Just have nothing to do with him?
Nah.
Are you his gay son or are you his son?
I don't know. Well, see, I wanted to come out to him and because I thought he hated gay people.
So that's why you wanted to come out
to
him?
I was like, this will be fun. He'll be so angry. And he ended up finding out before I got to tell him. And it was at a wedding, at my cousin's wedding. I don't know who told him. But I ended up catching the...
garter?
The garter. And then as far as I know, somebody said she was a lesbian. A lesbian caught the bouquet. And
a worthless reception.
It was, so I had to put it on there. But I wanted my cousin to do well. I wanted her to have good luck. So I got in there. That was the closest my face will ever be.
Okay, say no more. We get it.
Yep.
Really?
And then my roommate came with me. She said my dad was standing off to the side. He was drunk. He was like,
"That's my boy.
Look at my son over there looking for a third leg."
I mean, that's terrible.
I hate him. That ended up ruining my day. I thought I was going to have a great day.
I didn't mean to laugh. I was laughing.
No, it's fine.
Let me ask you, when you were doing that with the bouquet with the lesbian and you're looking in, did you see any teeth or anything? Because a lot of times, how about a fin?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
A lot of times,
no, just a string. And oh, no.
So not fair. So not fair for you to say things like that. Let's take a break on that note. And when we come back after I bitch slap you for 5 minutes, we'll talk about more right after this.
It is. It's really great to be here at Impressionist Week. Every impressionist seems to have a signature impression. For me, it's John Madden. I love it when he explains things that you already know. He'll say things like,
you need to see. Because seeing is important. And if you can't see, then you don't know what you're looking at.
His partner is Al Michaels, a guy who's known for the phrase, "Do you believe in miracles? Yes!" Which I say whenever the entire audience gets that.
Here's a guy who doesn't say it that often, but...
he was the greatest play-by-play man of all time, but John Madden has turned him into the and-by-and man. Because and is the only word you can say after Madden states the obvious. You have to say it over and over again until Madden's finally done. Madden will say something like,
"Hey, that guy right there, that guy's got mud on his jersey." And now there's less mud on the field. And now he's got to get a clean jersey. And I don't know, Pat never did this crap to me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Mickey right here on the Moore Broadcasting Network. So happy to be joined with on this show with my co-host. I can't talk today. Robert Andrew. And Robert, before we took our break there, you were talking about being at a reception, wedding reception, and then you caught the garter.
The garter.
Right. So you were out there with other guys.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how does the gay guy outmuscle all the other guys to get the garter? That's usually like a running of the bulls. You know, guys are kind of...
I don't know. I didn't think any of the guys wanted it. It looked... like,
they were just kind of like, had the girl already caught the bouquet?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe that's why they didn't want it.
I was thinking, no.
Yeah. Because a lesbian caught the bouquet.
As far as I know.
Now, that makes sense. I don't know. She's like, "Get out of the way. Get out of the way. I saw a guy with a butch haircut. He might get it." She saw you catch it. She was like, "Oh, God. This dainty little flower."
Yeah. I wouldn't know the first thing. I don't know. Andre Farrell was telling me the other night how to... if I ever find myself in that situation, how to do something with it. I don't know. The way he described it, it sounded like the oxygen mask dropping from the plane. Because he was like, you go up there, he's like, and you do it like two times, and then it falls down or something. I don't know what he was talking about. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
The clitoris, maybe.
Oh, shut up.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't even say that word.
We can't say that?
Not in that context. Oh, that's awful.
Oops.
I love that word, though.
It is a good word.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
People will be like, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah. Something meaty.
Yeah. Shut up. All right. So listen. So then you do the garter. And then did it work out with you too?
Yeah. We still talk.
Yeah.
I see her at the meetings all the time. She's always getting stuff done. Yeah.
Not making this up. I went to a lesbian party the other night. Swear to God, backyard lesbian party.
Yeah.
Everybody just hung out, drinking beers and chilling.
Yeah.
I had the freaking best time. I'm telling you, I never laughed so hard at people. There's one girl there. I don't want to say any names. One girl had me laughing so hard. Well, she's married to another girl. They've been married like a year or two, and her wife has a son from a previous straight relationship,
mm-hmm.
and he is a beautiful 10-year-old mixed baby. Well, the new wife, the stepmom, I guess, was talking about her mother, the grandmother, being so happy that she has a mixed grandkid now, where prior to that, she was kind of like not very friendly to the other race of people on Earth.
Yeah.
But now that she has a mixed grandbaby, it's everything. And listening to her talk about her mother, the kid's grandmother, step-grandmother, whatever you want to call it, at one point, I couldn't breathe. Like, it was so hilarious. Now, have you ever been invited to one of them, you know, Lesbo Fest things?
No, I've hung out with lesbians. I've never been to a lesbian party. I went to a lesbian bar called Coconuts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ooh, they closed it because there was like a murder outside.
I don't know what happened.
But I
heard they lost their liquor license. Get it? Hello? Hey, Joe Robinson, that's called a joke. Can you hear it? Tapping on the mic. Hello, is this thing on?
I went with my friend Valicia. She dragged me down there. I didn't really want to go.
And, Valicia with a V?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She actually lives like two blocks over from here.
She's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she took me down here, and I stood heads above all these lesbians. It was
right.
really weird.
They all look like me. Short, squatty.
Yeah. It was fun. I was the only white person, only guy.
Yeah.
And heads above all these women. And I was getting kind of uncomfortable because it was crowded in, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And then I'm standing there close to the bar, and there are these two old women. They had to be in their 60s.
Yeah.
And I look over, and the one old lady is holding the other old lady like a baby, and the other one is sucking on her titty at the bar.
You're making that up.
No lie. And I tapped Valicia on the shoulder. I'm like, look at this. And she's like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
that's nothing.
Can we leave?
Yeah, okay.
It was so... Yeah. Like two grandmas just going to town on each other's breasts.
Robert, that's the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
No, it's a great story, but the image now is burned in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Picture the grandmother from Family Matters. That's what it was like, two of them going at it.
Now, how was their treatment of you? Like the lesbians in general? Were they annoyed you're there?
I don't think so. I didn't interact with anybody. I just
stood there.
There by myself.
And Valicia.
Valicia?
Valicia.
Mm-hmm.
Like Felicia, but with a V.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Valicia, she was life of the party out there mingling and socializing?
She had a good time, yeah.
So you were really just company for her to get there and back?
Yeah, just a wingman or something. Not a very good one.
What's the best gay bar in town right now?
I don't know. I don't go to any.
You really don't?
Yeah. I used to go to the Hippo for gay bingo. That was fun.
How's the Hippo on like a Friday or Saturday night? Is it still fun? Is it still...
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on. You get the memos.
I haven't gone on weekends. That's when it's like crowded, and I don't like crowds like that.
So I'm a straight guy. I go down there. I have a couple drinks. I'm just hanging out. It's no big deal, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody cares.
I think Central is... Because Central is... has more space, so there's like kind of the bar space, and there's the dance floor, and then upstairs is they have like a lesbian restaurant or something.
What do they serve? What is a
fish?
Yeah, oh, that's there. That's too
I
easy.
Don't know.
Yeah, hatred.
Too easy. Yeah,
yeah. Animosity, stepfather.
Yeah.
Whatever's on the menu. So my question though: do gay people get mad when straight people come in their bars?
No.
They don't care, right?
No. For gay guys, every gay guy wants a straight guy. They want to turn a straight guy. So it's like it's a fun challenge.
Do you think straight girls want to turn a gay guy?
I don't know. I've had a friend or two that was kind of interested, and I was like, never going to happen.
With you?
Yeah.
You mean to turn you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really turning you, though? I mean...
I don't know. I don't know what you would call that.
Here's the thing. I thought about this before. Say I got really drunk one night and I did something gay. And then I woke up the next day and I wasn't gay.
Mm-hmm.
I just did something. Did they turn me?
For a night, I guess.
Yeah, they turned me for that 20 minutes or whatever. But is it turning me or just me deciding, hey, what the hell, you only live once? Mm. YOLO!
Yeah, I guess.
Can you use YOLO for gay stuff? Does it qualify to like say it's not really gay? It was a YOLO moment.
Mm, I don't know. I've never been lucky enough to enjoy one of those experiences.
Come on, you've had one mint,
one stands. Straight guy? No.
You've had one night stands, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But not a.
But you've never had
a
straight guy?
I've never turned a.
Have you ever tried?
For how long have I been gay?
Seriously? You've tried?
Yeah. Yeah. Unsuccessfully.
Now, does it hurt your feelings when they say
yes?
No?
Yes.
Why would that hurt your feelings?
I don't. Because I feel ugly. And like, all right, I had this.
So if a straight girl was trying to trade you, should she feel ugly and stupid?
Yeah. Because fuck her.
Right. No,
oops. Sorry.
Would Gwen Stefani turn you?
I'd certainly try. I don't know if it would rise to the occasion, but I would swing it around and hope that, I don't know. I would try whatever I could. She's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She's, yeah. But no, I had a friend who was straight for, you know, and I was like, I know he's gay. I hope he's gay, you know?
Yeah.
And I just kept trying at it and trying. And then, one day he had texted me and he was like, It was during winter and that seasonal affective disorder. He's like, yeah, I get that too, you know, but I'm dating someone now and I'm really happy. I'm like, cool, what's her name? I want to meet her. And he's like, Ted or whatever name he came up with. And I was like, haha, like, for real, what's her name? He's like, no, for real, Ted. And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no. And I got so angry and hurt. And I was like, we stopped talking for a while. And I was like, how come never me? He's like, you're just, you know, you're a nice guy, but
you're not my type.
Yeah. And yeah. Oh man, it hurt. Killed me. And now he's married and lives in Hawaii.
To a guy?
Yep.
And you still dream about him?
No, no. We're
Does it still hurt, though?
We're past that. If I dwell on it. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. What do you think is the number one reason? No, I don't want to ask that question. Okay. So... every gay guy wants to turn a straight guy, yeah, but not every straight girl wants to turn a gay guy.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
Because I don't think a lot of guys want to turn lesbians.
Well, if they can join.
That's not turning. That's just participating.
They'd like to sit in on.
I wouldn't want to be with two girls.
No?
I got to apologize twice. I got to. There's too much attention needed. Yeah, it's bad enough being with one. It's like, oh, I'm on your hair. Oh, really? What's the matter? My gut's in the way. Oh, both of you? How's that possible? You know, it's just the idea of being with two girls. I'm like, first of all, I'm lucky enough to get one. Now, let's look at a second one. What do they need me for at that point?
Hmm.
They got toys that can replace me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk, obviously.
Fun toys.
Yeah, I don't want to talk, right? I'm not going to talk to them while they're talking, certainly. That's the worst you can do is get in a girl conversation.
But you don't like four boobs?
That part would be fun.
Do some safe cracker
Two
action.
Vaginas is a little scary.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm doing with
That's
one of these
things.
That's
why you have two fists. You got little hands.
So I can punch them both in the face.
Yeah, just trim your nails.
But no, like the idea of like vagina squared, it's like, I don't even know what I'm doing with one. Now you got two of these things in front of me. I'm looking at both of them. It's like my eyes are crossed. I don't know what's going on. One looks good. The other one looks like it's been beaten up. I don't know what the heck. I don't know what I'm doing. I get overwhelmed. Next thing I know, they're having fun. I'm standing in the corner crying, wishing I was eating. It's just a vicious cycle.
And then if one's standing behind you, you have that echo.
Yeah, exactly. Or that's the other thing. Like, we're going to make you a woman sandwich. No.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'd rather be a condiment. You know, just throw me in there somewhere. I don't need all that attention.
Mayo.
Yeah, exactly. I'll let you know when I need you, ladies. I mean, the idea of watching, it's fun in the same room. I agree with that. And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to, if they say come join us, I'm not going to go, you know, I just ate. You know, I should wait 45 minutes.
I watched a straight porn this week.
What'd you think?
I had to turn it off. It was a Bob's Burgers parody porn.
Yeah. Be careful in your descriptions here.
I'll just say he used his hand to slap a part of her. And I was like, this is too much.
Oh, really? That was too much?
Yeah. It was just weird and uncomfortable. It made me cringe. I had to turn it off.
Wow.
But the dialogue leading up to it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Some of the dialogue is really funny.
Yeah.
Now, but the idea of the actual sex act where he's, you know, doing this or that to her, nothing for you, huh?
Nah.
Now, she's doing him a favor. You follow me?
Yeah.
You can't just imagine that she has a mustache or maybe sort of bearded?
Well, no, because I think in all of those scenarios, they like to have at least her boobs in the shot. Right.
So how do boobs ruin it for you?
I'll hold up a hand and then
to block a boob?
To block the woman. It just to see what the guy looks like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I've never blocked out the guy to see what the girl looks like.
Yeah, well, that's what I did for this. I blocked her out for a bit. And
you really hate women.
I don't
hate sexually,
them.
I mean.
Yeah, sexually. Yeah, well, because it does nothing for me.
Guys do nothing for me, but I don't need to block them out.
Well,
That's interesting to me.
Yeah. I don't want to see it. I don't know. It makes my skin crawl.
A boob.
Not a boob. A boob.
Well, you just said it. Boobs ruin it.
Well, no,
don't backtrack now, sister.
I cover the whole woman because for fear that a lip will show up or something.
So you don't want to see her face, her makeup, her boobs. Like, that's weird. Not weird.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's weird. Because, like, the guy in the porn doesn't bother me. What the hell do I care? He's having fun.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
This week and find out what your fear is. Like the female anatomy, maybe.
Yeah, it's not a fear. Well, I do always picture that, like, scene in an alien movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Comes out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that happens a lot of times.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after 3 a.m., you'd be amazed. And they're liquored up. Nothing sexier. Nothing sexier than a drunk, sloppy woman telling you sexual things. Jeff, do it. Do whatever you want to me. Anything? Anything. Here, can you smell this napkin with chloroform on it for me, please? Does this smell like chloroform to you? Try that.
Yeah.
Hey, take this rope and place it around your neck. Yeah, you said I could do anything. Right here, drink this liquid nitrogen. See what this does for you.
Breeze it.
Yeah, sometimes that. Listen. I have not been with a lot of women. I don't brag. I got friends that have. I've never heard one guy, though, go, you know what? I got to be honest. Yeah, the vagina ruined it for me. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard women say it was just so small or it was just too big, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't even enjoy it. I've never heard a guy go, yeah, you know something? Her vagina ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard guys say, you know, I couldn't look at her teeth. You know, her teeth were messed up or...
Yeah, that's one thing I can't... Bad teeth.
Yeah, she's got a glass eye. Like, it was distracting, you know?
Yeah.
One boob was missing, something weird, like a bullet hole, you know.
Yeah.
But I've never heard a guy go, yeah, that vagina, yeah, that ruined the whole thing for me. I've never heard, you know.
Is that you? I mean, the only thing that would probably mess it up is maybe some bumps or like a blue waffle.
No, I mean, no, you're saying have I ever had that problem?
Yeah.
With a woman?
Where you're like, oh, the vagina ruined it.
No, never.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I ruin it. You know what I mean? Usually,
I ruin it.
Well, because
you're fat.
Yeah, I'm fat. I'm disgusting. Son of a bitch. I swear to God. When you and I are closer,
yes,
and you feel more confident with me, I am going to lay you out.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, I am going to tell you everything wrong with you. In 5 minutes, you're going to leave here crying like a little gay baby. You're going to go right to that lesbian bar and have to have someone cradle you, and you're going to be suckling their teat.
I already leave here crying every week because I always think it's going to be the last show.
Oh, shut up, Joe Robinson. You're not allowed to talk to him anymore.
I'm not. I'm gonna unfollow him.
This is what he does. He undermines my shows. Now you're worried every week that we're not going to have a show anymore.
This could be the farewell show. We don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to branch out here, Robert. Okay?
I want you to. I want this to keep going. I'm having fun.
Of all the comedians in town that I rule over,
yeah.
I could have had my pick. I could have picked a hot girl. I could have picked... The best of the best. I could have had whoever I... Who did I pick? I picked little gay Robbie to do my show. And look, you're already at show 4, and you're turning on me already. That's the power Robinson has over this entire comedy scene.
He's crafty.
That somehow they've anointed him that he matters. Because the Bethesda Hyatt's 4 times a month gig he can get you on. Whatever. He's like the Dave Schoffer of Dave Schoffers. That's not an insult to Dave Schoffer. It is an insult to Dave Schoffer, but in a nice way. You know what I mean.
Yep, one of those nice asshole insults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dave Schoeffer's fine. Joe Robinson wields this power like you, my own partner already. I'm scared we're not going to do the show anymore, Mickey. You sound nothing like that. It's my worst gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you down. Your voice.
Yeah. I think it's kind of nasally or something. So you got to, yeah.
Your voice, it's more like it's effeminate without being lispy. It's soft.
Like a B. Arthur. Ish.
No, that's here.
Except not as deep.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
No, it's like it's a little nasally. It's got a. It's like Joe Robinson meets Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Meets somebody.
Mm-hmm. Cher.
No, Cher's not deeper there. Too. You know, and it's got that weird accent thing, yeah. Which I don't even know what that is.
It's got a lot of like W sound, like
yeah.
Eight, like
war. It's like her voice is on like the 78 old records. Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby. Yeah. Her voice does have a lot of that in it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're gonna have a great time. Like that's what your voice, but it's got a hint. That's what Cher has. I'll get your voice down. It's very soothing.
Soothing?
Voice. Yeah.
Like an NPR voice?
Well, no, more like just if I was in a panic-stricken mode,
okay,
I would expect your voice over the PA.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay calm. It's like, is that a guy?
So I'd be a good flight attendant,
You'd
maybe.
Be a great flight attendant. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
San Francisco Flight 069.
Hey.
Spider webs for everybody.
I would hand out some gummy snacks.
Yeah. Mm. Now, did I tell you that I saw Gwen Stefani on The Voice and she's 40, what, 5?
45.
Jesus.
Yeah.
She's the first one on that show I wanted to bang instead of Adam Levine.
But she's like Italian, right? That Italians age well.
Look at me. I think.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You know what? You've insulted me enough today, you gay bitch.
How old are you, Mickey?
74 after this show. Between you and Joe Robinson, I'm 112. Well, this show was brought to you by gaypeoplesuck.com. We'll see everybody next week. It's Mickey. Special thank you to the Moore Network and everybody there. Robert, great show. Your job for this week is to figure out how to not insult me next week and make me feel good about me, because you have ruined, between you and Joe Robinson this week,
yes.
You have ruined any self-esteem I've ever thought I had.
Well, I will come back from my vacation refreshed and nice. I'll be nice next week.
There's so much I want to say right now.
Go for it.
I can't.
Next week.
Next week. All right. See you later, everybody.